Jackie Thompson, the producer of Untold, Keith's Story, a film for Manchester Camerata. And I'm here with Paul Serpin, the director. And we were just going to have a chat about the film. So how did you end up getting involved with directing the film?
Well, the Camerata approached me to do it. And I had done the first film for them, the first Untold, which was Caroline, that story. And this was interesting because it was a dramatized take on, written by Amanda Dalton, but on the story of somebody who the Camerata had come in contact with through their music in a community program. And then I started to think, okay, this seems like a cool thing. This is a good thing. And what was then kind of really great was this business of trying to then gather the team together, who could make this thing. And amazingly, you were available as our producer, which was a real, turned out to be a brilliant idea of mine. And then getting everybody else. And the amazing thing was, and these were people also that you brought on, people kind of organizing our production coordinator, props person, M, and our makeup person, and our safety person, and a whole bunch of people who actually came on board. And everybody, what was so amazing was that everybody kind of just had this little window that had opened coincidentally with the moment where the few days in which we had to make the film. So that kind of told me a bunch about why this was a good project to do and why it was also worthwhile. But why do you think, what was it that you, when you came on board for the thing and you were reading the script and we started talking about how we were going to make it, what was the thing that made you think this is a good film to try and make?
Well, I think I like working with actors as well. And, you know, I've done it a few times in my career, but I do love seeing characters portrayed by actors, and which I think Neil and Carla were just unbelievable. There's certain scenes in the film, and when we were filming them, I mean, the In Your Eyes, the brass section, I mean, we were all sobbing. When we were filming that at Zed Arts, I remember it was really dark and it was all being filmed, and we were also, you couldn't really see anybody. And then when you looked around, Carla was sobbing, you were sobbing, I was sobbing, Em was sobbing. It was so moving. And so, and I like the idea of trying to incorporate it with music, with performance as well, because I know you've done bits of that before as well, so it is interesting. But I think for me, from a producing point of view as well, I always like projects where there's scope to bring people on who might not be the most experienced at what they're doing, but you know that with you, there's space to let somebody have a go at something that they wanted to do. So I know Lucy did makeup, you know, it was something where it was one of those films where everybody was having a go at something that they might not necessarily have been the experts in, but they came and they were amazing, and then that could potentially them, you know, lead on to them doing more work in that field. And I think the set, everybody involved were really supportive of each other, really, you know, I think, but yeah, so for me, as a producer, I like finding people to come and try something out as well that they might not have done before.
Well, it worked great. It worked really, really great. I mean, everybody, we didn't have much time. We weren't loaded with resources and finance with which to kind of make this thing. And everybody just pitched in a way that you don't always see on a film, and that was really, really rewarding, wasn't it? And I think that a bunch of it comes down to, as it happens, that everybody had family who'd been affected by dementia. So it meant, you know, our cameraman's dad had passed away as a result of dementia. You know, Neil, the actor, his father had, my father had, you know, everybody had family members. Every single person involved had family members that had been impacted by dementia. So I think there were two things. One that made it such a powerful experience to be involved with was that everybody had family that had been impacted on it. Carla herself, the actor, as well. And that that actually it brought up the whole subject of dementia that I think had been highlighted in a way, and I didn't quite appreciate it, but that had been highlighted in a way by COVID itself and all of people's family members who were in nursing homes who had deteriorated as a result of not being able to be contacted and all that horrible stuff that had gone on. It was amazing. And well done to the Camerata, it has to be said, for also hitting that note, you know, and making sure that they were, you know, they hit, what is it called, the zeitgeist, really, by targeting this as a subject. And Keith, as we found out, a very personable man, being involved in that as well. So that made everything, didn't it, like, really?
Well, everything had to go via Keith, like, you know.
Yeah.
It was, and that was amazing with Rebecca and James at the Camerata because, you know, you'd have an idea, we'd try and do something and it'd be like, well, we need to run this by Keith. So it made it more challenging from a production point of view, but actually that's why the film is so beautiful as well, because he was a part of it from the beginning, from the interviews he did with Amanda, you know. So it, I think we all cared so much more about it because it was about a person who was involved in the film, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it made us all, yeah, a lot more, I don't know, just not that we're not, you know, concerned about the end product, but it was just we were all very conscious that we had to be true to, yeah, Keith and John. So,
the process was important.
Yeah.
The process of making it was important. And that was so great that, you know, it's a real good point you make that I've forgotten about it, that actually we had to pass, you know, it had to be passed in front of Keith to make sure he was happy with the way his story was being represented. And that's a really good thing. And that, yeah, it, and the fact that everybody just gave it their all. You know, we had people for, and we did this, of course, under really having to operate under kind of COVID safety protocol as well, which is not easy to do. And that worked out great. And I don't believe anybody got ill. So we all did extremely well at that. And that was also down to the people you'd organized and the people that Camerata had organized for safety as well. And that everybody, you know, did their bit. Everybody did their bit. And it was great having the musicians on board and that they were agreeable to a bit of sport, if you like, and kind of stepping outside their usual thing of just performance. They were also being asked to kind of get involved in the drama of it all, which was cool. And it was cool to see them do that. But let me ask you, is there a favorite bit that you have of the film?
There's favourite bits, plural. I mean, I just think my favourite bit is the performances of Keith and Carla, and obviously the music, I think, works perfectly in some of the scenes where it just makes you, the Mozart piano section is just, I've got goosebumps now thinking about it. It's just, the way it goes with the shots is just really emotive and really beautiful. And I mean, I watched it again before we chatted today, and Keith on the bus, I get a bit weepy. I think that is so beautiful when you just see who the story's about, yeah, and you're like, oh, it was really good. But I think Neil and Carla's performances are just beautiful. I think they're so amazing. So, you know, the shots that I like, but I think the overall thing that I love is their performances. And the warmth of Julie's voice as well. It's just, it all goes. The right actors, the right narrator, just to deliver this. And I do think when you're talking about how it was made and people being bothered, I don't want to create a North-South thing, but I do think that this film could only have been made up north in Manchester. I do, because I the conversations I had to get, you know, M involved, and I'd just tell them what the story was, and like, yeah, I mean, you know, they didn't even, it wasn't even to convince anybody, it was just, you know, we're softies. we're a bunch of softies.
Us Northerners, we are, aren't we? It's true, Jackie. Well, I got to say that the thing that, and it don't matter. And of course, like when you're going through the process of a film and you're editing and stuff, you watch it way too many times. You have to. And even with all of that multiple viewing, the picture that gets me, that thing we did with Keith, the real Keith, at the end, I agree with you about everything you said. And about the performances of the actors, they were great. They really were great. And God, you know, Carla is a walk-in acting lesson in less is more. And what you can do with your face, you just, that's where you go, that is, okay, that's what actors do. When they know what they're doing and stuff. But it was seeing, you know, we had a very simple thing. I remember talking it through with you, like, okay, how do we bring the real Keith into this film? And we had this idea, okay, maybe he should come into the forest where Neil, who's playing him, like in that that famous film, which name I can't remember now, that drama, that TV drama, where the real guy meets the actor. Or should we do it that way? But in the end, we came with something much more simple because we also didn't want to put Keith himself under any stress. Let's just put him on the bus and have him look at the camera and then look away. And then we'll show what he's looking at through the windscreen. And the world is in Keith's face. The world, his world is just what he does with his face is like that. You know, he's not acting, but my God, an actor needs to study that to appreciate. Everything just passes across his face just before he turns his head to look out at the windscreen. And it breaks me up every time. So I gotta say that in a way, the simplest thing is actually the most dramatic and compelling for me. I think it's amazing what everybody did together, what we all did together. Again, this tiny window that opened up and everybody was busy immediately after. We couldn't have gotten those people again. So amazing that that window opened magically for all of you. Not me, because I'm just an old man and nobody's interested in hiring me. But but that was fantastic.
I think the decision by the camerata as well to tell the story, to make it, because there were a lot of moving parts. It was the musicians, they were rehearsing, they had gigs, it was quite a feat really to try and get everybody in the same place, get the music recorded, get it all done. But I think it was a brave decision of the camerata to attempt something that was written, you know, a written piece, incorporating musicians, incorporating acting. It was a good decision that they made. I mean, I think it's paid off when you watch the film, because, or in your eyes, I mean, sorry, I've just got to go on about it again, because that was one of my mum's favourite songs as well. She loved George Benson. And just the filming of that bit in Zed Arts was it was so moving. We were all sobbing. Everybody was sobbing, and I loved it. The musicians had no idea. They'd stopped playing, and then they would look round, and we were all just in tears. They probably thought, what is going on? But it was, they just did such a beautiful job of it. It's a really good arrangement. It was just a brass as well. I mean, the fact that Keith loved brass from the guards, and here's a disclaimer, just I just have to say this now, that please don't write in and complain. We do know that that was a Coldstream Guards jacket, not a Grenadier Guards jacket. But Keith did say it was okay. So just if anybody's worried about that. Keith did agree that a Coldstream Guard outfit was fine.
I'm glad you put that gorgeous little coda in there. About that note, I was gonna hoping that we could just keep that secret, Jackie, but you've let it out. But yes, I think that's a real good point. And I totally agree with you about the camerata, you know, going ahead with that and doing something that was quite brave. So well done, camerata. And thank you, Jackie Thompson, our producer. You made loads of this possible.
Thank you, Paul Sapin, director.